We now welcome on the call the head coach at Monmouth, Kevin Hallahan. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. The longest game in FCS history. Unfortunately, you're on the wrong end of it, 48-46, but as you've gone back and processed that whole game, just give me your impressions on it.
Well, I can say there was a lot to process a game that long, seven overtimes. Certainly that was a first for me. I've never been in a game that's gone on that long. And I think, you know, it's suffice to say it was an offensive day. You know, you got to give credit to, you know, Coach Fleming and his staff and his team. They made clutch plays when they had to make them. And I think that's, you know, you look at it and that's why they came away with the victory. From our standpoint, I thought that our team played extremely hard. They fought. We didn't always execute the way we want to, but we kept ourselves in it. We gave ourselves a chance right down to the very end. I think it was a game that had a little bit of everything. It was very exciting. Ultimately, I think we gave up too many big plays because it's hard to give up those chunk plays and big yardage and then go ahead to win. We did have a chance at the end, at the end of regulation in the last drive. But I think on the day, suffice to say, there was just too many critical errors on our part to come away with this win.
First question this morning from Steve Ellison. Good morning, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Steve.
You know, two tough losses in a row. I'm curious what your message to the team was as you guys got back to work this week.
Well, I mean, it's that's how we started the year, too. We started with two tough losses to begin the season, weeks one and two. The guys, you know, to the credit of the guys on our team, they've never wavered in their dedication and their focus on what it is we want them to do. We were in yesterday and, you know, sure, they're upset. They always are after you come away and put that much effort in and don't get the win. But we took a good look at it and they understand the areas where we need to improve in order to get those wins. So, you know, we're going to get back to work here on Tuesday or tomorrow. And I don't think there'll be any letdown from our guys at all. They're focused in a lot of ways. They're disappointed. They're upset with themselves in some areas because they know that was a game that was there for us to win. But ultimately, you know, Rhode Island made the plays when they had to make them to come away with a victory.
Any update on Tony Musket and his knee injury he suffered at the end?
Yeah, he just got, it was the last play of regulation on our offense. And, you know, if we had to go back another series, he would have gone back out there. So that wasn't a big issue. You know, obviously he was in the training room yesterday, just precautionary. But that's all it is at this point.
Thoughts on Towson now that you've started to take a look at them?
Well, you know, coming off two consecutive losses, you know, really this week is about us and how we've moved forward as a team. We have to get back on track or some areas we have to regroup. But, you know, looking at them, you know, from an offensive standpoint, they have tremendous size. Their offensive line is probably the biggest that we have seen yet this year. The quarterback, he's very talented. He's elusive. He makes plays with his legs. And he's really the guy that makes their offense go. On the defensive side, you know, they're an experienced group, a very veteran group. I think six or seven graduate students or fifth-year senior players, guys who've played an awful lot of college football, talented players as well. So, you know, we're going to have our work cut out for us across the board.
Great. Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin, before we dive back into the game, the overtime rules obviously changed with the two-point convergence now starting up in the third one. After having been through that, and what are just your impressions of the rules and what it was like to go through that?
Well, I mean, it certainly keeps the game shorter. If they had gone series from the 25-yard line for all seven overtimes, we might still be out there, to be honest with you, Rob, the way that was going. I think they did that. It's a player safety issue. Anytime you have a very close game that's between two very even teams and the overtime periods go on and on and on, you might get up into the 150 play count. So I think it's a safety issue. It puts a little bit more stress. There's a little bit more importance on every play because after the second period, you're a one down play and you've got to score or not score right there. You've got to stop the other team on one play or they've got to try to stop you on one play and you got to try to get in the end zone. And I think we went through five rotations of that. You know, there were periods where we both scored and periods where neither team scored. So it was back and forth. It was very competitive. And, you know, ultimately, you got to credit Rhode Island. They came up with a score when they had to.
Offensively, another big day for Jaden with 141 yards. And I know you've liked to use Owen in that Wildcat down around the goal line, but you used Jaden out of the Wildcat and seemed to have a lot of success with that. What did you like? What does that allow him to do, taking that snap that way?
Well, I think it, you know, it gets the ball in his hands immediately. I mean, that's something that we really hadn't done of a lot before. So it was a little bit different. It's just another way, another opportunity for us to put the ball in Jaden's hands.
Defensively, as you touched on, the big plays were killers, but there was also some good things. You guys with four sacks, three interceptions with a couple of by Davis Smith. Did you feel like there were some positives to build off of, even though the yardage total and the big plays did hurt you?
Yeah, Rob, there's no question about that. I mean, the opportunity to get the turnovers, to get the big plays on the sacks, you know, those obviously helped us get to the point where the game was tied in the end of regulation. You know, what you'd like to do is continue with those type of plays and eliminate maybe the big plays that were given up. I think there was four pass plays that were resulted in just about 200 yards for them. And a couple of long touchdowns. And, you know, and that's the thing that you hate to see as a coach, is that they, you know, they have those one play opportunities and they go the length of the field and score. And you've got to be able to slow them down a little bit better than that.
The play that tied the game in regulation, did DeShields just escape out of the backfield on that one to just kind of get missed?
He did. There was a guy in coverage who, you know, when the quarterback scrambled, and we all know that he's a threat to run, and Hill is, and he started pressing the edge of the defense, and we had a guy come out of coverage and go to the quarterback and left the running back uncovered.
Yeah. Offensively, Tony had a really nice day, 249 yards and three touchdowns. And you guys had almost 500 yards of offense against a Rhode Island defense that's been pretty stout. What were you able to do so well against them?
Well, I think there was a good balance in what we did offensively. You know, we were able to run the ball for, I don't know, close to 200 yards, maybe over 200 yards total. We were able to keep the chains moving. Tony was able to hit some big pass plays. We had a couple of big runs in there. And so we try to utilize all the weapons that we have at our disposal, whether it's receivers, running backs, Tony, and just keep the chains moving and try to put the ball in the end zone.
Now, you touched on it a little bit with Steve. When you look at Towson, obviously Tyrell Pigram, their quarterback, had over almost 200 yards passing, over 100 yards rushing. You've seen a few of those quarterbacks throughout the season, the CA, but he's a tough one to handle. What impresses you with what he's able to do back there?
Well, he's got a great knack for when to pull it down and run with it. And he's very elusive when he does that. You know, you think you've got everybody covered and he's bottled up in the pocket. And next thing, he steps through the rush and he's off and running. He's very elusive when he's in the open field. He runs with some power as well. He's smart with the football. He protects the football when he does it. He's a guy that you've got to be conscious of every play, whether it's a run or a pass. You've got to be very conscious of where he is and what he's doing.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for the time here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Rob.
All right, thank you.